Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and we have Camp Matt Haig on the line this morning, and time for a little radio fishing. Good morning, Matt.
How you doing, Frank?
Oh, man, another day in paradise. You know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Talking about fishing, what's been going on this week? We've had we went from middle of summer, hot, to beautiful spring, fall weather every morning and with nice warm afternoons. But what's the weather been doing to the fish?
Well, specifically tarpon fishing, the wind dirtied the water, which caused the majority of the tarpon to run offshore these last few days. Now, I'm getting a phone call today. I'm not on the water today, but I'm getting phone calls that the fish are back on the beach. But anytime that wind blows hard like that for a few days, I believe it stirs up our water and our fish can't see the sharks. Therefore, I believe they boat offshore to clear water.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. I was talking to Dee the other day, and he said as soon as you get these fronts that come through them, tarpon put their nose and head towards the Gulf.
In the wind.
Yeah,
yep,
put their nose into the wind, and they're out of here. They don't want to deal with it.
But it's, you know, there's always resident fish to catch, but the mass quantities of fish, I mean, we're in late front every year. This is, we have one bad week in the, you know, middle of April, more and more. It's a little late this year. And we got another bad week coming next week. I believe we got some weather for 2 or 3 days next week. And then we'll level right out and go into mass tarpon hysteria.
Well, we needed some of this chilly weather because the water was getting a little too warm too quick. We were already at June levels, and so so this little cloud cover and the nice chilly mornings. I mean, this morning I woke up, went out, it was beautiful. But yesterday morning, boy, I went outside to have coffee and a smoke, and man, I was wrapped up. And I went right back inside, wrapped up in a blanket, went back outside. It was like
I put on the water yesterday morning in the dark. And literally had my winter gear on.
Yeah, it was cool.
But by the time the sun came up and I threw the net, I was already down to my shorts and just a light jacket.
So what you been catching this week?
Monday and Tuesday, I absolutely annihilated the smoke. They're still my fallback right now. If I've got a charter and the weather's scaring me, the smoke are still very, very friendly. Keeps your eyes bent all day. Artificial, live bait, it truly doesn't matter. If you're on some good smoke and you've got them patterned well, they're chewing.
So, any kind, now I know you're using white bait, thread fins, all the rest of that stuff. Have you thrown anything artificial lately?
Last Tuesday, I had a couple that threw fly all day. They were throwing clousers and creasy flies, doing very well. And then once they got tired, I had them throwing the Little John in a natural shrimp color on a jig head and did very well. They usually fish white day with me, but they wanted to go a day and throw some artificials.
Oh, yeah. I think
we did that and just had a good time.
Yeah, I love doing the artificial thing. That's why I've become less and less a white bait guy. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I'd prefer to throw lures anyway. Now, was that snook fishing down the south end of the harbor, more Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, Pine Island?
I'm very territorial. You know, all of us guys, we try to work together and not eat up the same area. So I fish a lot from the Mount Lachey Bridge back to Bud Store.
Okay. Now, how's the redfish down there? I'm getting a lot of questions about redfish.
Horrible.
That kind of sums it up.
I hate to say that, but it's probably my worst trout redfish year ever. I don't make it sound better than it is.
Well, we
targeted snook since February.
We had that red tide just a few years ago, which would bring it right in on the, you know, we'd have smaller fish and larger fish, but slot fish would be missing this year.
Yep, we're missing a lot. It's almost like we're missing a 2-year hatch.
Because we had that one pretty bad red tide. Just moved in right on the Gulf, right as the big ones were coming in, and killed a lot of fry. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Next year, we didn't have anything bad a couple years ago, so this next year we should have a lot of slots.
The sky's not falling, as I say. We're in a pattern. We're in a transition. Nobody knows what the pattern's going to be. It happens all the time, and we just got to go through it.
Yeah, it's usually, if you look back 2-3 years, and you go, okay, redfish grows about 12 inches their first year. It takes them a couple years to get the legal size. And it's that third year, that three-year-ago fish that we're missing. So, you know, it'll all be good next year. We got a bunch of small ones have come through this season. But I know, I was just kind of wondering, now, how's the Caloosahatchee doing? Any tarpon down there?
The boys I talked to, I haven't wandered down much. I fished one day down there last week, the week before last. I had a double down there with Captain Ben Chansey. A lot of guys were catching tarpon through the grapevine off of Fort Myers Beach and off of Naps. The Caloosahatchee always has tarpon at the mouth. Just a hard fish to truly target unless you're just dead baiting sitting in a spot.
Right.
But Naps, Fort Myers Beach, Estero, Naps, they had good migratory fish coming through and good numbers before the wind.
Yeah, that's kind of about the same thing that I had heard of. I'm just trying to keep updating on it. Have you heard anything about up in the harbor?
Last week, we were about 7 to 10 days ago, we were doing numbers in 7 to 20 fish, 7 for 20, 6 for 12, 5 for 15, but we kept really quiet about it. There's only 3 or 4 of us doing it. And we kept it like a safe. Not one of us would run the same direction leaving the marine.
Right.
We would leave the marine in big looping directions. That way it kept a lot of guys scouting. And we had it to ourselves, me and Danny and Rhett. And we of course, the three of us, imagine that. We had some very good days, but, as soon as we had a little bit of weather and the tides went from those good crushing incomings, those fish slipped back out.
Well, I was sitting, I know there was a bunch of fish from Burnt Store to Two Pines. And then I kind of slipped just north of Pirate Harbor, and they were doing way better just to the north of it. And then we've had this wind, and pretty much everything kind of disappeared a little bit. But I'm hearing a little bit scattered reports. I think the best kind of consistency right now, from what I've heard, is just drifting through the deep hole. Between the deep and the middle hole, just kind of, there's fish down there, but they're not showing themselves. They seem to be staying real deep down towards the bottom.
I like those fish better, Frank. I like a fish that I can't see when I'm up in the hole. If I mark them on my side machine, I know I can catch them.
Well, now
I can't always say that when they're on top.
Right. Now, when you come up later, I know you're, and I'll let you know what we've got left for crabs, but I rigged a bait buster and a swim bait.
Yep.
Using a, did you see that on the net? I posted all the pictures of it.
No, sir.
All right. What I did, those hitchhiker, it's a screw-in thing, usually used for jerk baits to add a hook to a jerk bait, the little
quick
lock things. I screw one of those in about an inch behind the eye of where you tie to the DOA bait buster or regular swim bait and loop the leader over it. Into the clip, and they're really inexpensive, but it makes it hang perfectly level under a bobber. And you just put that little screw-in thing, the quick lock, screw-in lock, whatever it is, and about an inch, about halfway between the eye and the hook on a bait buster or any swim bait, and just screw it in there, and then loop your leader underneath that, throw it out under a bobber, and now you've got a gorgeous swim bait out there. Really the bomb.
Let's pick it up.
Yeah, you're going to really like this because you know how some days the thread fins aren't there and you've got tarpon all around you and you're trying to get something to present to them. And you know in your head if your bait was 6 feet below that float, you could just whack them. but casting and retrieving isn't going to get it. So we were sitting in Robert's driveway, and he was telling me about hanging the bait, the swim baits under the floats and this and that and the next thing. And what we've got it boiled down to is we use the large water-fillable casting bubble rigged backwards and then put the bait buster below it. And when the fish gets on and the pressure kicks the pin out of the water-fillable...
Pulls the hitchhiker out.
Well, it knocks the pin out of the thing so that the bobber doesn't have any nothing to it anymore. And then you've got your bait buster sitting down there, and it just pulls a little hitchhiker out of it and just reset it in again next time.
So, nice. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, it's just one of those little things that I don't know if it would be a staple for fishing, but what I think it's going to be is for those days when you really would like to have something just bobbing in the waves behind you, this is going to be the one.
For those days when you can't find thread pins.
Exactly. Well, and you know what it's
like? Or the water's so clear that they see the net.
And you're casting and, you know, casting, yep. And this way you could just have one out there letting the float bob it for you.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's something different on the horizon came up with this year. So, if you were going to send the average angler out, we're looking at Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be a little rough, but as it turns around towards the next weekend, what's your predictions?
The tarpon are back on the beach today, depending on how the weather goes to us. My guess is from Fort Myers Beach to Naps, all the way down the beaches to Inglewood, those fish are going to come back hungry. They're going to come back and chew. The guys I'm talking to this morning are already jumping the heck out of them. Depending on how the weather treats us, the way we have tides this next coming week, those fish should line up to do very well. Now, white bait and slip fishing, it's a no-brainer right now. I mean, if you can go catch white bait, you can go catch fish just about anywhere. Anywhere with common sense in fishing, moving water points, low bottom, holes, you know, those fish are laid up right now and happy to eat. The water temperature's nice. Even on a strong windy day, those fish are chewing. They're a great staple to fall back on.
Yeah, and now I know I'm going to say the spot so you can't get in any trouble. There is white bait by Devilfish, Sandfly, over by Placida, just south.
79.
Yep. You've got bait a little bit off the east side, but pretty scattered on and off at markers 1, marker 2, and even a little bit, believe it or not, by the 41 bridge. Now, I have not heard much coming out of Myakka, and I don't know anything at all about down south, but
Markers 9 and 11 have bait, markers 29 have bait. Bait has been, unlike last year, I've been going to the exact same GPS marks since February 7th.
Cool.
When I say the exact same mark, I pull up in the exact same spot every day. Captain Tom Fisher's to my right. Ronnie Jones is to his right. Ralph Jones is to his right every morning.
Yep.
We've all been in the same general 200 yards since February.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of those guys who are all on the list to call. I don't think I've got Jones, Ralph's number, but... I've got everybody else's. I'm going to be calling Ronnie and Fish trying to catch up with everybody and kind of get some fishing reports going. But theoretically, this is working again. I don't know why, but it took me 2 weeks to get this stuff back working again. I'm just having a hard time. And now, one of the things that's going on now that we're also doing is we are actually broadcasting live right now. And I'm going to have to find out, but I set up, we now have the capability of doing live broadcasts and answering radio calls and all that. You're actually broadcasting live on about 8 live webcast broadsites, and possibly this has also came up on Facebook and Twitter and everybody else. So these reports now are going out live as we're talking, plus there'll be always the recorded ones on our website and... Actually, So anyway, we're increasing the range and volume and stuff. We're going to try and set up some regularly scheduled shows. But in my life, regular and scheduled just don't get it. I don't know why. I got to work
this
out.
In the world of a fishing guide, the only thing we know regular is the sun's going to come up and the sun's going to go down. That's it.
That's about it, because, I mean, everything always happens. So, anyway, I appreciate the fishing reports. This is Captain Matt Hagg, and as always, if you're on fishandfranks.com, on the radio fishing page, I always have a little picture or his logo or something. When you click that, I'll take you right to Matt's website. Do you have any open days at all coming up?
I do. I've had 9 cancellations in May due to freakish stuff, which is not common during on great tides. Now, they will fill up, but I do have a handful of openings, which normally this time of year I have none.
That's what I was going to ask. I was saying, getting with you is very, very hard to do. So, anyway.
This time of year, I'm usually pretty booked. I've got May 26th through July 9th is completely booked. But I've got some stuff right here before it that's freakish. Just some clients that normally would send their clients that 2 12-hour days and one client can't make it. Another client, friend got cancer. Another client, something. It was just, it was like a 5-day period where every phone call I got was, hey, I'm not going to make it.
I can tell you 3 other captains who have had the exact same thing happening. I mean, This has not been a month, the last month has been weird stuff happening. I mean, one of our captains split his hull, the other one blew up his motor. Another one's got, he got 6 cancellations. Another one last week alone had 5 cancellations. I mean, somebody called me in for imbibing a nicotine, and so after 30 years and 9 months, I'm not allowed to smoke in the store anymore. The IRS is auditing me for 12 and 13. I got a fine from the Department of Revenue because I didn't fill the form out properly. It's just one of those periods in time. So just giving you an idea, you're right on track, and you're actually on the good side of what's been happening this month.
I smile every day. I believe everything is karma related. I try to do everything in a positive manner, even when people
have
crappy excuses.
I think my problems stem from my youth. I still think I'm paying for the indiscretions of youth.
Me too, Frank.
I shouldn't say that, but it's probably true. So, anyway, well, I'm going to let you go, Captain Matt Hagg, and you have a great day. You back on the water tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
When you get off the water, give me a call. Let me know how things go. If you get off the water, give me a holler, and let me know how things are going, okay?
I sure will.
All right, well, this is Fish and Frank, and let me see if I can actually do this correctly. It's not working out. Hang on, I'm going to get it. I'm going to make this correct. Okay, here we go. There it is. The music's playing. Cap Maddox on the phone. This is Fish and Frank in the chair with no idea what he's doing. I need to fire my producer, except it's me. So, but anyway, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages, if you do have a chance to get out with Cap Matt Hagg, he does have a couple of cancellations, and so you might want to jump on those. It's a lot of fun, and he's on some great fish. And Fish and Frank, Cap Matt Hagg, say goodbye, Matt.
Have a good one, guys.